Hey, that's been our, what, 6 minutes, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes of rage. Man, you know what, EBQ Lynn, this crap pisses me off, man. You know, this is a family show, and I tell everybody else, no, don't be cussing on this show, right? And shucks, man.
He almost said the N-word. He said, man,
my
fuck, man. He's like, I gotta go. I thought it was gonna come out too. I thought you said,
Q-Lin, I couldn't do it.
We gotta do a cuss word limit on this show. We have, you ain't gonna go one time. Give me five of the big ones. Give me the MF. All I want is the MF and the F word. We can say shit on here. I see people say it on TV. That's a TV cuss word. That's now a TV cuss word because I heard people say it on BT, TNT, CMT, ABC. Yes, they all say it on there. So that's it. I just want five, at least five MFs if I can do that. Five MFs. But man, if I go over five, I'll pay like a fine or something.
Hey, but you guys got to talk about this.
I want your opinion.
You have to tell me. Roseanne Barr blaming her
auntie. We guys gonna talk about that in Raggedy News.
Oh, okay. You can save it.
You kind of served up a little bit. I guess we'll talk about. The talks of them trying to like revamp it some other way without her. I just saw that report earlier today. They just, posted that, a couple hours before the show started. I guess we'll add on to that, but we ain't gonna get, you already got into the details of it. But yeah, man, I'm not shocked by it. I was shocked that they actually like canceled the show because she's like said that before. Like she's like said crazy stuff like that before. So that's why I wasn't shocked by it, but I was actually shocked that they canceled it. I guess because, well, basically, it's just a money thing. They can't do the show without, like, if advertisers aren't, they start backing out the show, they ain't gonna have the show because you need the advertisers to for the ratings and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. She was the show.
Viewers, so that's why I was shocked by that they canceled it because that was their top. I don't know if it's bigger than Blackish in terms of the ratings, but. I think they said it was going down a little bit, but it was still like one of the big main,
I never thought she was funny anyway. Hey, Q-Lin, can I have 50, can I have about 30 seconds? Hey, can I have about 30 seconds? I've got something, I've got something that I want to play, for Roseanne. Yeah.
Oh, big payback.
got to pay back. Revenge.
I'm mad.
Get back. I need some get back. Hey, back. Hey, back.
That's right.
Not my honey. Don't want me to see what you're doing to me.
Oklahoma.
Get back. I got to deal with you.
New York City.
Got to deal with you. Got to deal with you.
Yeah. That's right.
Get ready, you mother. Find a big payback.
Yeah, okay, that's a real guy for it. Where are you turning hard to hell?
Yeah.
Wow. That's gonna hurt my kidney. You said your kidney came in like that. Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm a son of a man.
You like three artists singing like
but
that.
But don't take care of you. Then pop down. Get ready.
Let's get this party. Yes, right.
Call
me out for chicken change.
For chicken change.
What did I say? What
if my woman had all the rain?
A damn sport.
Try to make the deal.
I was all over here.
You want to squeeze?
I don't know what I'm saying. I was all over here.
But I had my voice on a heel. Saw when you come in. Don't lie. I don't care what she does.
That's an agreement. I'm that Indian.
She'll be doing just like she was.
Whatever you want to do.
Take your kids and raise them up.
I don't give a call at eight.
So I don't drink up a righteous cup.
I don't know.
Take that woman. She bound. Just run that river out of town. Make her get up. Make her get up. Get up. Get up. Make her get up. Get up. I'm mad. I want revenge.
I didn't say what I'm saying.
I want revenge. My patience ends on revenge. My patience ends.
I want revenge.
Gotta get some head. I need no help. I need no help. Hit me. Now.
I'm
in my house.
Carry on. I lost my job on my day off.
That's right. Oh, man. That's right.
Oh, my baby, y'all. I like my job like most of the time.
Man.
Hey,
folks. You don't get this anywhere else but on Studio W Buzz. Soul Savage Show.
Hey, I'm being crazy.
Hey, you know, Q-Lynn, I asked for 30 seconds and that was 7 minutes, but guess what? Look, when the three of us get together.
I told you guys 12 minutes. I don't know what that was. I think you did 20 minutes, if you're being honest.
No, I am being honest. No. It was 7 minutes long.
Yeah, another extra 10.
But you know what? Hey, one thing about James Brown.
All right. We good.
Guess what? One thing about James Brown. I don't know whether you guys seen him in concert or not, but I have. Have you? Hey, now you know, guys. Now you know about the James Brown.
Your arteries.
Yeah, you know about the James Brown car alarm, right?
The kidney transplant.
Have you guys heard about the James Brown car alarm? Ow! 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 Yeah.
Oh, you got one?
No, that was it.
That scared me. Hey, what was that?
Ow! 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 Ow!
We didn't say it, but what was that? Do it again.
Ow! 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 Ow!
That's how, like, you stomp your foot. You need to scare somebody out they sleep with. They're like, ah, stop my foot.
Well, I tell you what, if something that came out of your car.
That's that sound you make when you hit the side of your bed when you're trying to go.
Yeah, you stomp your toe. And guess what?
Stomp your toe.
They will leave your car alone, I tell you that.
Man, you were talking about Paris earlier. I saw some of that. I didn't get to see all of it.
Oh, wasn't that sickening?
He became hard on CNN. I'm trying to do, this is Paris Shaw. He's like, I think the president, I just don't think that it's his responsibility as president. Am I doing that good Paris impression? Because he's talking like he in a slow class with his tongue out. That's how he talking. I think it's fair to do that. I don't think it's fair for the president to be criticized like that.
That's right.
It's his job to do that. Is that good?
That's real good.
But I tell you what. I think it's a good idea. And I don't think I've been insulted as a black man that you would say that about me. Don't you sit here and question my blackness. I get called a racist every time that my own black people. So don't you say it. I'm not gonna allow you to say something about me being black. You're not gonna do that. Shut your ass up, here. That's all I be wanting to say. When
oh boy.
Shut your ass up, because you ain't talking about nothing.
Hey,
sound like you got now laid in your mouth. Yo, shut up.
That's right.
That proper ass soft voice.
Hey guys, do you know?
I think it's a double standard for y'all to not criticize. Why you criticize the president and not him as to be? I don't think that's a shut up. Who cares what you think?
Do you know that he's well? You know what?
Talking like this.
Do you know? And Lou be known, and he doesn't admit this. He's on the president's advisory council. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that's his new, title now, cause he used to be something else with, wasn't it with, John McCain or something? He used to work, as an advisory or something.
No, I think he was with George Bush.
I forgot who it was. I think it might have been George Bush.
We're going to vet our facts because, see, we don't believe in fake news here on the Soul Savage Show. We don't believe So I'll bet that.
But yeah, what you said is true. He used to work for some other.
That's right.
Presidential thing. I forgot which one though.
Yeah, but also
George Bush though.
Also, he received I need to vet this as well, but there was a report that he received several million dollars from the Trump campaign. So this clown is being paid to do what he does, you know, and it's a damn shame because if you look at
hard for Trump.
Yep, you look at him, huh? No, I'm talking about with Trump.
Hard for Trump.
Trump campaign. The Trump campaign paid him. A lot of money. So he's getting up there. He's paid to do what he's doing, which is a damn shame. It is crazy.
Right.
And all these guys are paid to play. They are paid to play.
Exactly.
And what upsets me is that you got people up here starving out here, and these clowns, they are spending money like drunken whores. You know, I'm serious.
Right.
It's a damn... Oh man, I know my rage all is over, but I'm not.
The rage almost had you saying the F, dropping the F down. You almost flipped up his head. I was like, he almost said it.
I did.
Like, give me a fuh break. A fuh break. You stopped like midway. I thought you was going to say it. We'll get to the Raggedy Inch Avenue. That was a good rage. Well, I was going to say 6 minutes, but that was like 25 minutes. I don't know. I wouldn't keep the track. But good rage, Will. You already covered the Roseanne, so we're going to skip that. Yep. Show got canceled. They trying to bring it back.
No, but you can, you can talk about, you can still add that in, because what I wanted, I want to talk to you and EB about, you know, how these guys are trying to, mix this thing all up, muddy the waters, because they say, well, what about this? What about that? Instead of tackling the issue in front of us. And what pisses me off to high heaven is the fact you bring up something that's wrong. It says, well, what about this that went back 3 years ago? What about Obama? Yeah, I don't want to hear about that crap. Stuff. That makes me mad. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember Don Lemon. He's getting so frustrated. They were talking about that. And then they started bringing up that supposedly a comedian that has, I don't know who Samantha Bee is, but she apparently said, called Ivanka Trump, the C word, the C-U-N-T, I won't say that.
Yeah.
Apparently that's, Caucasian women, N word or something, cause they get, Caucasian women really do get mad at that. I always wonder why that's the thing, but yeah. I remember on CNN, Don Lemon was talking about, I was watching a clip of it, and this, it was a black Republican woman that has a radio show. She was like saying that it was a double standard or something when he's like, well, you know, this person says it and y'all don't make a big deal about it. And la, 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 la. He's like, what does that, Donald was just looking frustrated. He was like, what does that, that doesn't make any of the sense. Like this, I'm trying to, it's not transferring in my brain why that's supposed to make sense. And then they're getting mad at him because they think he's being biased. He's like, no, I just want you to make sense when you're on my show. I was cracking up. Y'all gotta watch Don Lemon's clips.
This is yes.
Clips on there with Angela Rye. It's pretty funny.
Oh, he almost went
yeah,
off. Oh, he goes off. I saw him go off on this other girl that is,
yeah, cause he's like, I like facts. He's like, we talking in facts and what you're saying isn't that. He be getting mad. I be dying laughing. He be having people that don't make no sense. He be having Republicans on that be talking crazy. He be having me cracking up. But, we'll get to the rest of these news topics before we run out of time. Yeah, we already talked about Roseanne. I want to get to this lady. It's real. I'm going to get to these stories real quick because we're out of time. Excuse me. There's a young lady, at Southwest that flew at Southwest Airlines this past week. She had some kind of, conflict with, I guess, they were checking her baby. I think she was had a passport or something. They were checking it and they didn't believe that. It was a white, Caucasian woman with a mixed baby, and they didn't believe that her baby was hers. And so they were trying to make her go through like a whole thing to prove that was her baby.
I tell you this, they wanted to fingerprint. They wanted to fingerprint her.
Yeah, all this other stuff.
These people, I'm telling you, these people are pissing me off. Okay. EB, they're pissing me off.
But yeah, I thought that story was crazy, but the airlines have like offered some kind of apology to her. They're probably trying to give her like 2,000 worth of miles or something, get a free ticket or something. That's probably what they offered her, but I thought that story was trash. But yeah, that's all I have. I only have two raggedy stories, so we can move past this and talk about Black Music Month. You have anything else to say on that, EB, with that story? Did you hear about that story?
I heard about it, but I mean, it's not funny, but I hope they give her more than just a public apology. Like, give that lady, you know, some value.
I don't remember what else was in there. That's what I read.
Yeah, give about ten grand. Give about 10 grand and a job and retirement benefits.
Apparently, the dad was on the flight too. It's her fiance. They were flying together with the baby. So they showed a picture of the dad or whatever. So they were all together, I guess, and they were questioning. That's mad trash. And then also last night. Is in raggedy news. J.R. Smith, really the whole Cavs team is in trash. They lost last night against Golden State. Man, I've been getting it all week, man. People trying to do an I told you so against me, getting all these messages. I don't care about none of that. Listen here, if I would be strong and wrong with my predictions, you strong and wrong with it, I'll stick with it. I ain't delete nothing. I said Boston was going to win game six. They didn't show up like they've been showing up the last two rounds that I was watching. And that's what happened. They didn't make their shots like they was making them the last time, and they lost. But I have faith in Golden State because they got a whole team full of shooters, and they kind of almost blew it last night because they was playing like trash. They was playing like they did the same thing with Houston. They'd be playing like trash, but they still win. Just imagine if Durant made all his shots. They would have been up by 20 instead of 10.
It would have been a blowout.
This cat got over 50 points. almost a triple-double and all that. They rave about these 50 points, but you lost. And then your supporting cast, one of them need to quit quit dabbing after the game, because apparently this dude here, J.R. Smith, needs to put the blunt down and quit lighting up before the game. Cause this nigga didn't know if he had the ball, if they was up by one, or if they were tied. It was hella awkward watching that part, because I was like, what is he doing? But then, LeBron got mad at him. All the memes is on the internet right now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The internet was going crazy last night.
Hey, Q-Link, can I chime in real quick? On the video, he was saying, I thought we were ahead. But in the press conference, he said that he thought that LeBron James had called a time out. Two different stories.
Oh my God.
Two different stories.
Instead of him putting the ball back up, he gonna dribble the ball all the way out to the 3-point line like they was done with. I was like, what is he doing? Now that I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, he did think they was ahead, cause he dribbled the ball, instead of putting the ball back in the, cause usually when you down, he missed the free throw, and usually you put the ball back up, but he dribbles the ball all the way back out, and it was still like 6 seconds or something. I'm like, who does that? He really thought they was ahead. At first, I didn't believe it, but I'm like, yo, he thought they were ahead by one. Because nobody dribbles the ball out like that. And they were mad because he didn't shoot a 3-ball. I'm like, he wasn't going to shoot that because Durant was right there. And then on top of that, he probably thought they was ahead. That's what I'm thinking now. I was like, because it don't make no sense for him to dribble the ball out with 4 seconds left. I mean, with 6 seconds left or whatever, because he could have put the ball back up in the thing. He probably thought they was a hit. That was crazy. Yeah, J.R. Smith is in Raggedy News because he's trash. And then also, I need to add on Tristan Thompson. He's a continuous, that dude, I was cussing out so bad last night on the internet. People was retweeting what I was saying, man, about Tristan Thompson. Mm. That dude, Khloe Kardashian, baby mama, that's what I call him.
So Kardashian's baby mama.
Hella trash. This nigga averages 2 points and 12 rebounds. He is the most trash center I've ever met in my life. How you average so many rebounds but you don't get no points? You trash, my guy. And then you have the nerve to try to be dirty on top of that. Y'all was already down by 10. The game over with. They trying to shoot the ball. 24-second clock was still on Golden State side. And so they let it get all the way down to 5 seconds to try to run the clock down. And so they shoot the ball because if you go over the shot clock violation, that's a turnover. And so they didn't want to get a turnover. They always play like that. And so Livingston, Durant passed in the ball, shot the ball off the jumper. And Thompson's old dirty ass will go up and try to elbow him. He didn't connect with it, but he threw an elbow out. And the referee called a technical on him. And then he changed to a flagrant two. So he got flagrant two and got kicked out immediately.
Because I guess the
referee said that he thought he hit him in his face. He thought it connected the elbow, so that's why he acted immediately on it. But he's still trash for even trying to throw an elbow because he was mad because they was lost. But I'm like, you mad trash, my guy, and you bad built. You got a high booty, and you got a small head, and you tall and lengthy.
Hey, Q-Lynn, but what you didn't... Let me tell you what...
Draymond punch you in your eye. I hope he poked you in your eye like he did LeBron last night.
Oh, boy.
I just want all of them to get kneed in the nuts or something. Like, Draymond bring that back and start kneeing people in the nuts again like he did last year.
No. No, we're trying to win.
Balls.
No kicking in the nuts.
Oh, yeah. He did get suspended for
he
that.
Got suspended. He got suspended, and the second game when he came back, he wasn't the same because he played kind of timid. Because he didn't want to get kicked out again.
Right.
So no.
He had me cracking up last night. He was over there dancing in front of LeBron. He's at the free throw line, like trying to make him mad at the line. Oh, I was dying last night. I'm like, yes, Draymond is back.
Ooh.
I love it.
Ooh. Question.
And he poked LeBron in the eye. His whole eye was red last night. I was like, damn, he did poke him hard because it looked like he poked him at first. I was like, dang, he poked LeBron hard in the eye. I'm like, yes, you should have poked him. He was being so dramatic about it. I'm like, you should have poked him even harder. That's how I am. If you're going to go all out and do that, punch him even harder.
He acted dramatic. You know, Cleveland might have a problem.
Dramatic, for real.
Cleveland might have a problem. Tristan, you know what?
They already have a problem. You made 50 points, and y'all still lost by 10 points. This is over with. They forgetting the fact that Durant didn't make all his shots, Thompson didn't make all his shots, Curry didn't make all his shots. If they would have made half of all the shots and shot over 50%, they would have won by like 25. Get out of here. This series is over with. Y'all just embarrassed yourselves by winning against Boston, because now y'all about to get blew out like some tires. Y'all might get one or two wins at Cleveland, but they taking their thing home to Golden State. I give it game five. I get one game.
Yep, me too.
Game five, and it's over with. And so we can move on to something else. We can move on to baseball that I don't care about, because this series is over with.
And then guess what? You might be able to interview G.R. Smith next year too, because he might be out of the job.
Man, I don't want to interview that look like a dope, a cokehead. He looked like he snort lines.
Well, we don't know what he does.
He looked like he do two lines before he go out there and play.
But we have
always look high.
But
I know he smoke weed, but he do coke too. Him and Matt Barnes got that coke look in their eyes.
We have to put in a disclaimer. We really don't know that for a fact, so we have to add that, right?
Okay, put a legend in front of it. I didn't say he did do it. I said he looked like he do two lines before the game start. Like, all right, let's go. Suit me up. Where's my shoes at? Find my shoes. All right, oh, we good. I got one more line. Hold on. All right, we good. Let's go. That would be dope. Right off of a LeBron shoe, like that. All right, coach, I know you. Let's go, man. Put me in.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we're ahead or behind. Put me in, coach. I don't know if we got the ball or not. I don't know if we down by one or up by one, but put me in, coach. I'm ready.
I don't know.
Like the coach out here, he got the coach on his nose and that day. I'm ready, coach. Put me in. I still got it on top of my nose, but put me in. I don't know if we ahead or behind yet. I know I just ruined this whole moment for everybody.
Oh, Lord. You hurt my stomach.
Alright,
oh
we're
my
gonna
God.
Move on. I'm getting it. Do you watch, I'm getting to ask EB, do he watch basketball?
Wow.
I don't normally, but I actually went out to watch the game last night, and I ended up leaving like right before that happened, apparently. I left right before that happened.
Oh, you left before I
was EB. EB. EB, we got to talk.
The last 5 seconds of the game.
EB, we got
to. Yeah, that was it.
That's my kind of basketball when you ready to.
Oh, my God. EB, we got to talk. No, I watched the entire game, Q-Lynn. I have to agree with you. Now, you have to understand, if you got a player that's.
I got to ask you, what you think about that charge block one? Man, they were so, like, hyped up about that. I'm like, they did the same thing last year to Durant, because he mentioned that in his prep conference. That was so trash how they were trying to make that a big deal about, like, oh, this never happened, them overturning. Yes, they have.
Yes.
Y'all just try to be selective with trying to remember stuff.
That's
but
right.
He moved. Didn't he move on that? Wasn't that a block and foul? Didn't he move on that play?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He moved the whole time, and he's trying to act like he was, like, I do that play all the time. I didn't see nothing. Yes, he did move.
He did.
In his face when he said that.
That's exactly right. You know what, Q-Lane? You're 101% correct. I saw it because I wanted to make sure, because if you win, I'm the kind of guy, and this is where, if I win, I want to win fairly, right? Because I want to say I kicked your ass, and it was fair. All right? No, seriously. That's the way I want to do it, because that's the only way I can feel good about it. I mean, because now you have so many clowns out here today that they'll win at any cost. They'll cheat you. They'll beat you. They'll do anything to win. But come on, if I'm going to feel good about myself, I want to win, and I want to do it right. And that way I know that,
right.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I am, right? But you 100%, Q-Lynn, LeBron moved into the man, into Durant.
He moved. He was trying to set for that charge. And then you, he was trying to act like he was there. You was not there.
He was
we
not there.
Slow motion, my guy.
That's right. I saw it over. You're right. I saw it over and over and over again.
They shouldn't even call that in the first place.
Oh,
that was a crazy.
It
talk.
Was crazy.
If you see the replay, the directly at the end that saw it, that was like right there. He should have been the one calling that anyway. I don't know why the dude all the way from half court. Trying to make the call. How you gonna see that from right there? The dude underneath the goal is the one supposed to make that call. And he wanted to call a blocking foul, but then that other dude, I think it was that black guy that said it was a charge. Because the guy underneath the goal was gonna call the block. He should have been the one calling that anyway.
That's right. Well, you know, half these referees, I don't even know why they get paid. Because they're some of the dumbest.
Right.
on the planet.
Oh my God.
No, seriously.
Man, they make me mad how they be letting LeBron get away with all them walks. They be talking about, oh, he's so powerful. He's such a force. You be a force when you take 27 steps to the goal and don't dribble. What the hell?
Yep.
Be walking all the way to the goal. This nigga be taking off like he in a damn 100 meter dash. Like, y'all niggas don't even call. Matter. He making me mad. This dude's walking. Like, this is, and then every time he tried to, like, dribble on somebody, they start, he made, like, 7 turnovers last night. They had, like, 11 total, but he had majority of the turnovers because he couldn't dribble worth nothing. They were stealing everything. They were like, nope, we taking that. They were like, nope, we got that. They was picking everything off. He couldn't do nothing. I love it. They need to get another. I really want it to be a 4-0 ball for Cleveland,
because
I want them to lose like they did last year.
You know, and Q Lynn, and LeBron, yeah. He didn't look too happy last night, did he? Oh my God.
Oh, he was mad the whole time. Even in that press conference, I was like, man, this is mad as he's ever been, because he really wanted that W.
Yeah.
I'm like,
are you kidding me?
Get over it.
He put up,
woulda, shoulda, coulda.
He put up 51 points. You damn right. I would have been mad too. And then you got a dumbass.
That's his fault for,
it ain't his fault.
That one player that got, that's his fault for, creating a mediocre team. That's his fault.
Well.
For being the GM and the owner and
you know
playing your position, Jack.
You know what? You have
quit, trying to intervene on all the trade deals. Maybe you have somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have a point there too, because he did intervene and Cleveland made a major trade deal before the trade deadline, because they got a couple of players from the Lakers and they tried to rebuild that team, right? So you're right. You got what you bought.
Right. Exactly. All of them trash.
I agree with that.
Thompson, like I said before, I know y'all got a good laugh when I said J.R. Smith looked like I was trying to say a hot rat in the microwave, but I think I said a hot roach in the microwave. Same thing. He blacker than black, but yeah, we're gonna move on, Savvy News. Pulled right out of power. All the Cleveland Cavs, put them all in the trash, all of them raggedy.
Okay, alright.
J.R. Smith,
hey, Q-Lin,
in particular,
I've got-
and Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith in Raggedy News, because they trash and Raggedy.
Yeah,
both at the same time.
They may not be back next week, but keep in mind, I don't know what J.R. Smith got in his contract, but Tristan, about 2 years ago, he signed an $81 million contract, with Cleveland.
J.R. Smith got a contract with his cocaine dealer, and he get 2 kilos. And fresh off the brick, that's what his deal is. He like, you get fresh off the brick of the kilo.
And,
that's what you get.
Hey folks,
you get first dibs on the first crack of the brick.
We don't know this to be a fact.
I'm putting on some hood shit. I'm putting on some hood stuff. Y'all don't know what that is.
Oh,
but
God.
If you get the fresh cut, you got money if you get the fresh cut of the brick.
Okay.
That's some hood stuff. That's a whole other thing. Oh. We'll get to sad news before we run out of time. I'm reacting ignorant.
Yeah.
We got people listening. That's important. You know, these situations, all this, talk happening. We're trying to be better. Okay, we're going to Savvy News, something positive. Redirect the energy.
You didn't say, Savvy News. You didn't say we were trying to get better, did you? Did you say that?
Yes, we're trying to get better with the quality of the show and not talk about so many raggedy people. That's why we have like 2 people or 2 raggedy news topics, because we're trying to get better at progressing at the show and talk about better things and better people. We talk about Savvy News, Pusha T versus Drake. That was the main thing I saw on the internet this week. Will get himself together so he can finish up before we go to break real quick.
I turned off my mic. Okay. I'll be back in 5.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Pusha T versus Drake. Yeah, it was a big thing on the internet. Memes everywhere. Oh my God. I was crying. If you don't know, Pusha T is a rapper, part of the Clips, great group from early 2000s. Now he's done a few solo projects, but I don't think this has been a real LP. And he signed with Good Music, Kanye's label. I know a lot of people felt the way about it. I saw different people talking about that this week, but essentially they've had some beef for a while, Drake and Pusha T. I don't know the details on it, but it's like extended back when Cash Money was popping in 08 or 09 or something like that. So they've been beefing. Yeah, they've been beefing since long ago, I guess. He said something, Drake has said something slick, and then Pusha T had an album that just dropped this week. It's called Daytona. I heard some of it. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I think it's a record called Infrared on there where he takes shots at Drake. And then I guess Drake followed up with, I think it's called Duppy or something. I forgot the name of it. Some Jamaican word or whatever. You know, he's a culture vulture, so he likes to pop on trends and stuff just because he's Canadian and a bunch of Jamaicans there. So he feel like he's one of them and stuff. So he's a, you know, culture vulture, like I said. And so I heard his diss back to Pusha T. He was pretty nice. I liked it. It was pretty nice. I only heard a little bit of it, but what I heard, it was pretty good. I liked it. I was like, oh, it's pretty nice. A little nice back and forth. And then apparently he mentioned some of the references. I didn't get what he said because apparently Drake had mentioned his fiance in the diss track. And then I guess that he's like, I got my 77 diss tracks against Drake ready. He's like, all right, let me pull out 29 right here. Okay, I'm talking about his mom and daddy. Let me put that on wax. And then he's like, let me talk about your illegitimate son. We're going to put all that out there. So he's all kind of Pusha T. Somebody said he giving a real T or something like that. I thought that was funny. Somebody said that on there. And like, he called his name the Pusha T for real and put T-E-A at the end of it because he put all his business out there. But I think people was already privy to it. But I think that song was called Adonis, the follow-up to that, and that's apparently the name of Drake's alleged son or his son. I don't know. I don't get into all that gossip or whatever. But from what I heard, it was pretty funny. But, oh, my God, I just love the memes that came from it. It was one meme I saw the other day. They did they had, like, a 10-second video of Tupac's Brenda's Got a Baby. And they put Pusha T's head over Tupac, and that little girl that had a baby, they had Drake's face over it, and when she threw the baby in the trash, they had Drake's face over the baby. It was hilarious. I was dying laughing. Oh, so funny. That was the funniest one so far. I was sitting there crying when I saw that. It was just the animated the animated face of both of them that had me in tears. Like, that video was funny. Oh, my God, it was so funny. But yeah, did you pay attention to that little beef that was going on, that little hip hop beef?
Yeah, I was reading a little about it because I remember when it first started back in the day. But honestly, I thought it was over. Like, I didn't think they would still be beefing. I mean, especially, I don't know. I thought the Cash Money thing with Clips was over. I thought that was over, but I guess not.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that stuff. And yeah, that beef. I had known a little bit about it, but I wasn't that invested into knowing all the details to it. But yeah, they've been beefing for a while, and yeah, it was pretty interesting, all the reactions to it, because I think most of the Drake fans was like going for him and saying, oh man, he out of line for saying that. And then he released something of a blackface, it's controversial with that. I didn't really pay attention to that, but apparently it was some picture
surfacing
of
blackface.
I thought it was fake at first, but then it was like, oh,
it was
real.
It was real. He actually kind of explained, or he released a statement explaining that was a project when they were, I guess he was a little younger, and remember, he used to be an actor, but it was a project where they were trying to expose the past of Hollywood and how black actors were portrayed and expected to do. So that's where he says that photo was from.
Right. And I was like, I didn't know. Like, people were like, I saw different reactions to it, and I'm like, I don't know how to react to it. I'm like, because he's black. And I'm like, I just think back to, like, when black people used to do blackface in entertainment, like, back then, but it was always in, like, a coonish way, so I always, like, related to, like, black people being coonish or whatever.
Right,
but
that's what he said.
He was reacting to I was like, yeah, like you said, he released that whole thing. I'm like, nigga, you should have said that in the song. Like, what is this, releasing it on your iNote or your notepad on your phone?
Yeah,
like,
that
no,
was the weird thing to me. Like,
you need to get back in the studio and say that in a bar or something, because we ain't for that. But yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel no way about it. I'm not that invested because I don't care for Pusha T or Drake. Even though I know Pusha T, like, bar for bar could, like just dismantle Drake, like, way better than, whatchamacallit, Meek Mill. Cause that battle was trash. And I was so mad at those Drake fans that was trying to make it seem like he, like, ethered Meek Mill. I'm like, this dude made a diss track over some soundscape beats. Like, get out of here, nigga. Like, this is trash. Like, get out of here. I was mad they was making that out like, oh, Meek got it or whatever. It was just really the memes that won for Drake in that Meek Mill beef. But he got to actually, like, go, like, bar for bar with somebody that's, like, probably got, like, 10 diss tracks ready for him.
Right.
And he probably, like, cautioned, like, he's not, like, he's slowly releasing whatever it is, if he responds back to this last one he did. I don't know if he might respond back. I don't know. But if he do, I'm pretty sure Pusha T got, like, way more, like, up his sleeve because he ready for it. He looked like he been ready for this, like, forever. He's like, man, this is my time right now. But, yep. Let me see. Okay, we talked about that. Let me see.
Oh, let's talk about the, I think it's savvy, the mother in Illinois who called the cops on her son because he was planning to go shoot up his school.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard about that?
Mm-mm, I ain't hear about it at all.
Yeah,
wow.
So black family in Illinois.
That makes sense. Like you know a black mother, they don't put up with them.
Right, right.
Yeah, weirdo kids.
It was
they act on that's Caucasian people wait till they get chopped up in the freezer before they say something. Like, oh,
right,
you know, this is crazy. Black mother's like, something wrong with him. Y'all need to go check.
It was an 18-year-old kid, and he had made suicidal threats, and he was threatening to shoot up his school after he had a fight with his girlfriend. I guess his mother came home one day, and she noticed that her gun was missing. So she immediately called the police. And when they found the boy, he was, like, outside of his girlfriend's house.
Dang. He was ready, too. Well, she
yeah,
good
yeah.
instincts to act
yeah.
on that. Because
yeah.
anybody
I mean,
else, I'm like, I wonder what happened to my gun.
Exactly. And she didn't apologize for it. She said
right.
she doesn't regret calling the cops. She said because if that could save somebody else's life, she knows it's
right.
her son. But she don't want, you know, him to hurt anybody else. She was like, she did the right thing. So I think she's savvy for that.
Yeah, absolutely savvy news. That's what you're supposed to do. More people
yeah.
need to be inclined to know when their kids is off the rocker a little bit. And
right.
What is wrong with these kids, man? They got emotional issues, man. We was never, I mean, we did have, like, issues, but we wasn't, like suicidal all the time. It's, like, crazy
right.
how, like, high rated these kids are. Like, my God, like, y'all, like, so depressed and suicidal. I'm like, man, I don't know what it was. It was just like, if we dealt with stuff like that, we just like, I don't know if we internalized it. We just fought back. I just like bullies and stuff like that. Like it wasn't no nothing. Like we would just go back and forth and play the dozens. I was like slaughter everybody. I told one girl she looked like the Crypt Keeper. That was a relevant joke. Cause at the time, you remember that show with the Crypt Keeper? It was a...
Oh, Tales from the Crypt, yeah.
Tales from the Crypt. I told a girl she looked like that. That hurt her soul. And, cause she was like trying to bully me. I was like, you look like, the Crypt Keeper. What is she talking about? And then it'd be like, all kinds of stuff. I told one, I was kind of racist too, cause then it was a real dark skinned girl. I told her she looked like a black angelfish. I don't know what that looked like, but I just said it cause she was a hella black. And I was like, hey, man, she's coming at me. I was like, I got to come with something. It was kind of racist, colorist, I should say, colorism. But I was like, hey, man, jokes is jokes. You got to let me fly. I was like, I'm getting bullied. Ain't nobody going to be bullying me. So I was coming with all them jokes. yeah, these kids, man, and they be going through it, be ready to shoot everybody. I'm like, why you gotta shoot? Why can't you just shoot yourself? Why I gotta be included in it? That's some crazy stuff right there. Like, I'm gonna kill you and then I'm gonna kill myself. Like, why don't you do that first before you come to me? Like,
right, leave me out of it. I ain't had nothing
right,
to do with
like,
it.
Leave me out of it. Man, these kids, a whole different story, but yeah. What else? And savvy. Oh yeah, Serena Williams, man, back at the French Open. This is her biggest Grand Slam since last year, I think, before she had her baby. She's Grand Slam doing the bang thing, French Open. I watched yesterday's on. She lost the first set, second set, came back, and the third set, the last set, man, she knocked it out. I think she did 6-1 the second set. I forgot what she did the third set, but she knocked it out, and she's going to the finals. I think they already did the double. She played with her sister, Venus. So Venus, I think, got eliminated earlier, but they still played the doubles. But, yeah, she out there killing it, French Open. I got to check. I didn't see the rest of the stats for today. She played today, but I forgot what the score was. But Serena out here killing it. She'd be passionate. She bagged. She out in a cat suit. Had the internet going crazy. She got a new line of cat suit. A whole jumpsuit outfit going on. Killing it. I was like, and this funny comedian said the best thing. He says it all the time, but I'm going to quote him. He says, Michael Jordan is the Serena Williams of basketball. And that's all I'm going to say. Michael Jordan is the Serena Williams of basketball. Serena Williams is the greatest of all time, the best athlete ever. The best athlete. When you talk about, like, intensity, competitiveness, focusness, skill level, it's just top-notch. And she just really aggressive. Like, she's passionate and aggressive. All the above, and she'll eat you alive. Like, she wants to eat your children when she plays against you. She's going for blood. Like, she don't want you to just lose. She wants you to be, like, sniped out. Like, she don't want to just get her points. She wants to ace the shit out of you, like, where you can't play back. Like, that's how you're supposed to play the game. You're supposed to ace out the competition. Ace them all out. Oh, Caucasian woman, what's her name? Maria Sharapova, she still ain't over it. She can't never be there. That's her biggest defeat in life, is never winning against Serena Williams. And she shed Caucasian tears with her mix of steroids because she got convicted. She got caught with steroids a couple years ago. She couldn't even beat her with steroids. Dang! You couldn't even beat blackness with steroids. You had to shoot up just to beat her. But yeah, I'm just talking. But yeah, shout out to Serena Williams out here killing it at the French Open. I want to go to break, if Will's ready. Cause I, need to, get it. I don't have nothing to drink. I don't have alcoholic beverage. I just need to, need some parchments while we go on this break. Will, are you ready? I think Will went to go get his drink again. I'm ready to go to break. Well.
I think we'll want to get him more.
He wants to get him a drink. I know, right? I guess we talked a little bit about Black Music Month before we go to break. First day of Black Music Month and celebratory thing. I think everything genre-related is black music. You talk about beyond R&B, hip-hop, and country, blues, rock and roll, the invention of rock and roll. Is from black people. A lot of people don't know that.
Western music, all
right, exactly.
American music is black music. Everything basically started with what the slaves brought over when they were brought here.
Even
their heritage,
music,
their
right.
culture. Yeah, their music they brought here, and everything derived from that. From that, you get the spirituals, and then you get gospel, blues, jazz, rock, you know, everything goes back to us arriving on this continent. So, you know, we are music. Like, I think music is our constant. It is how we have been able to maintain. I was watching a documentary and they were saying, the reason why black people sang was to keep their spirits up, and sometimes that was the way in which they communicated to each other, was through music, especially as slaves, when you don't want your masters to know if you're planning to escape or you're talking about something you're not supposed to, then sing a song, and they just think you're singing a song. They don't know that you're communicating. So, you know, I think Black Music Month is so important, not only to us, but I think for the rest of the world to realize that we are the source of music. Like, in any, and I said, you know, America, but in any country, honestly, if you go back and look throughout history, there's been Black people at the beginning of every musical movement. We have always somehow, like you were talking about Serena being like the best athlete, we've somehow always been the best musicians. All the biggest and best, you know, the classic or legendary bands and acts you think of, they all, if they weren't Black, then they took from Black people, or they stole a Black person's guitar riffs, or they studied how they did this, or, you know, so Black Music Month is every June, and we deserve, because we put on, we've been putting on, and we will continue to put on.
Exactly. And, you know, where to start with talking about it, because it's like, when you think of how, like, the inception of it, like, beyond jazz, when it started to get popular, you see, like, the influence of, like, oh, I want to play like that. And then they would, like, take it and then not give credit for it. And I think that,
right.
I think it's, like, well, like, Elvis Presley, like, I never give him credit. Like, I never thought he was good, like, listening to his music. I'm like, this shit is trash. I like, he sounds like, and then when I actually hear, like, Rosetta Sharp and, who else, Chuck Berry and all those cats, and then it's another guy from Memphis, I think, Domino's, excuse me, Fast Domino, like, he took from, like, all those cats, and
yeah.
It's like, he did it, but then he made it, like, a real, like, I say Caucasian versions of, like, what that is, like, took all the soul out of it and made, like, a pop version of it. And it's like, just like with Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, like, I don't give him credit at all, because he, like, tries to act like he gets credit, but then it's like, man, you, like, basically trying to, like, be an impressionist of soul, because when I see him on stage,
right.
I'm like, dude, you ain't got it, man. Like, he's, like,
right, and it's
80 years old, and you still trying to, like, even though, like, I appreciate him, like, hiring all Black, like, background singers, like, he hired, like, Lisa Fisher and all those, Darlene Love and all the back in the day and all that stuff to create that sound that he wanted to make it sound soulful. But you still trash, my guy. Like, you're not, like, you sound like you're forcing it. Like, it's trash. Like, it ain't real soulful. Not saying you gotta act a certain way to do that, but it's just like, it don't seem authentic. Like, I don't rock with the Stones. Even though they, like, sell out and stuff like that, I just feel like they just emulated Black music and tried their best to try to make it sound good. And that's the only reason why I feel like they were popular, like them and the Beatles, because they were trying to emulate what Black music sounded like.
That's it. They had what Paul Mooney calls the complexion for the perfection. They had the right skin color to,
right.
To be popular. Like, that was it. Like, I'll give, like, Elvis, I'm with you. Like, even Mick Jagger, I'm like, nah, but I will give him credit, because in every interview, he will always tell the truth about, you know, where he got it from, or, you know, who he was admiring or trying to emulate when he was doing his thing. And like you said, he does work with Black musicians, like you named, like, some legendary people he's worked with. Like, I'll give him credit for that, but, you know.
Oh, my God. He did one performance. I think it was at the White House. He was singing with Buddy Guy. Oh, my God. It was so terrible. He was trying to sing blues. I was like, oh, this is awful.
Oh, man.
He's like, she had the nerve to tell me. I was like, dude, cut it out. Like, this sounds terrible.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. He was trying to sing like Buddy Guy. I was freaking crying for like 5 minutes. He walk around like a duck. I forgot what comedian he does, like, the best Mick Jagger impression, because he'll, like, dance like him, and then he'll try to act like he turning into a duck or something. like a bird. Does he say he be strutting on stage like a bird? Oh my God. I think it's a peacock. He said he got the peacock head and he be, the way he be dancing. Oh, it's hilarious. But, yeah, man, we go all the way back. I remember, actually, I want to give a shout out to Selena Johnson and then also her sister, Doc Celicia, she's a doctor, Dr. Celicia Johnson.
Yeah.
I wrote a couple years ago, I wrote an article called Why It's Okay for Non-Black Artists to Do Soul Music, and they both liked it, and they were on their show, or Selena's show, Sister Circle, and she pretty much, the point I was making, the whole point of the article was like saying that you can't blame artists like Adele for being successful in soul music when y'all don't buy a Lettucey or a Selena Johnson album, and I'm like, y'all are like lazy fans, and y'all don't buy the black R&B artists that are out now. And I'm like, also, I'm like, the award shows have a blame in it too. The black, owned networks like TV One and BET because they have the ability to hire these singers on their shows, but they rather go the mainstream route like what Grammys do and get, or like the Billboard Awards and get popular artists to get the ratings. Cause they do
right,
the same thing.
Same people.
But
yep.
Now they just get like, black pop artists like somebody that's popular that got a hit song out, and the reason why the ratings are failing because y'all not like putting y'all getting people to get the ratings, y'all getting people there but they're not entertained because these people are not performers and they're not seasoned. They don't know how to perform because the record labels they work for don't have artist development and teach these cats how to perform in front of people because they don't, a lot of these people don't tour and don't perform, or they perform at like raggedy clubs that have like standing only and stuff like that. They don't perform at like big arenas or something like that, but they're not like, if they do, they're like opening acts. They're not a headliner. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to get like headliners that know how to perform. Usually when you get headliners, they know how to perform and command the stage. Like you get like somebody like Layla Hathaway that headlines their own tours and stuff like that, but they don't do
that.
They'll get like a damn Young Thug or somebody, or Uzi Bird or somebody that's popular, or they'll get like one or two singers that's like, eh, like they all right, like they can carry tune, but then it ain't like that great, you know what I mean? And so they got better with that as well. That's all I was saying in the article, and a lot of people felt the way about it because I was talking to the person that doesn't buy R&B music that get mad at white artists that do artists, and I'm like, you can't say that. When a Justin Timberlake, and then what made me mad, the made me write it, was they saying that when Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake do soul music, it sells. I'm like, no, it don't. I'm like, Justin don't even classify his music as just soul music, because he works with two, I'm like, his main solo albums were produced by Timbaland and Pharrell. They've always produced all of his albums. Even this one that he came out with, that people thought that he was going back to his roots country or whatever, I'm like, they still produced on that album. That's why I was like, what are y'all talking about? And I'm like, and then they were saying that Robin Thicke, I'm like, Robin Thicke had one, like, really big number one hit where he did mainstream and pop music. I'm like, his last, like, big number one hit was Lost Without You, and that was on the R&B charts. He never charted on the pop charts. I'm like, when he did Blurred Lines, that was his first, like, number one, like, big, big hit. But then it fizzled out because he had all that controversy after that. And then he put out two albums after that flopped. So it's like they get, I'm like, and then I can bring up somebody like Daily and Josh Stone. Like those are white artists that do like specifically soul music and all that. And they don't have the mainstream back in like a Bruno Mars or somebody like that. So you can't make that comparison that when white artists do soul music, it sells, because it don't, because they don't have the same mainstream pleasures as a big main show. As long as you got like a diverse audience, like a Bruno Mars, then you can sell R&B music. But yeah, that's all I was saying, and people felt the way about it. I'm like, you can blame. I like, it's two ways you can look at it. You can blame the consumer for not buying it, and then also for the award shows that have the responsibility to show like good artists that can perform instead of going with what's popular. Because every time you go with what's popular, it ain't gonna work. And that's why all the award shows ratings are down, because people get tired of looking at the same five artists that do the same stuff. Because all of them got the same music. Ain't no diversity, because R&B is not popular anymore. Well, it is popular, but it has to be like, has to have that like Caucasian sprinkle to it. If that makes sense. Like, it can't be too black, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. It's crazy. It's the way it's presented.
Yeah, you're right, EB. I think it's the way it's presented. Because a lot of people are hungry for R&B, but they just don't hear it. And it's not promoted. And, people buy what's advertised.
Yeah, and that's always been crazy. And I blame, record label owners like, Russell Simmons. I blame them. I blame, what's his name that owned Motown? I blame them because he started that whole, appealing to Caucasian people and trying to whiten up black music and trying to make seem like black music wasn't sellable. That's always been a thing. And what's crazy is that when you go to other countries, like you go anywhere in the UK, they love soul music, which is crazy. All of them love soul music, but when you go to the United States, it's not a big thing because they all gravitate to who's popping, like who's the hardest artist. But they'll claim that they're looking for soul music and they'll skip past that to play whatever new song that's out. And that's always been the thing. But people don't want to be held accountable to why it's dwindled. Cause if people not buying, they say that it's not there, but they'll skip past it. They just don't want to listen to it. Cause everything is easy access now. You have no excuse to know why this artist isn't doing well because at some point, the Billboard charts and all that stuff ain't gonna matter because, streaming and, record labels, that's gonna be a thing of the past unless they get on the wave of getting into not going with old, like buying CDs and stuff. But it's like a big complicated thing. I'll just say that I just think people just are lazy and they just want to say that just cause. And they just want, music that sounds like 90s music. And that's why Bruno Mars did so well. Because they'll act like somebody isn't making R&B music because they just want to hear something from the 90s. I'm like, if you want to hear something from the 90s, just play something from the 90s. Who wants to hear it? But if a black person did 90s music, they would say that's played out. That's the thing. That's what's crazy about it. Because and I hate to do it like that, but if Bruno Mars wasn't racially ambiguous like he was and halfway on the Caucasian side of the music game, nobody would be rocking with that album like that. Because it'll be like a Johnny Gill somebody to make that album. They'd be like, oh, that's played out.
Outdated.
Yeah, because I do that. I'll be like, man, that's old and outdated. So when I heard Bruno's album, I'm like, man, this is old as hell. This is outdated. But people loved it. I'm like, yo, this is mad corny. I'm like, I hear like records that's way better than this. And y'all trying to say this is the cream of the crop. I'm like, get out of here. This is like bottom of the barrel R&B music.
Yep.
And y'all over acting like this is the best thing out. I'm like, this ain't like the best thing out right now. Y'all just being lazy and want to hear like the same old music. Like nobody wants to live in 1992 all the time. I'm like, right. There's new artists out here with like new sounds and stuff like that I want to listen to. I don't want to hear Teddy Riley in 2018. That sound, I'm not saying Teddy Riley's music now. I'm saying like his sound like back then. I don't want to hear that now. Even though that sound is timeless, it's just that you got to find new ways to like incorporate that. I just didn't think it was that big deal, but I think Black Music Month, like Evie said, it is important, I think, for everybody from whatever age you are. But, yeah, I think we're out of time now.
We're almost. Not quite. No, you're doing fine.
I'm almost done now. We're going to come with some themes. We're going to be talking about Prince next week. So we're going to talk about Black Music Month.
Okay, well, you know.
Since we so we'll get back into the Black Music Month. Go ahead.
Since we're almost out of time, I've got one last plea.
Okay.
Because see, I don't think it's right. I really don't think it's right. You and EB at one table with Filet Mignon, you know, and fine wines and you want to leave me with a damn spork.
I'm gonna drink with my pinky in the air.
EB. Right. EB, that's not right. That is not.
Get my French champagne.
Oh my God!
Freshly flown in from France.
Guess what?
Bottles of champagne popping.
I want to vote.
All kind of options is.
I want a poll. I want a poll from the audience. I want a poll from the audience. Do you think it's right that Q Lynn would keep me out of a fine dinner? Fine, with fine wine, And we're going to be celebrating Soul Savviness. And then you're going to have me over in another table by myself with beans and Franks. And a damn spork. I don't believe. And Kool-Aid. A damn a beans and Franks and Kool-Aid.
Wait a minute, hold it.
There's a bootleg version of Kool-Aid? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what's it?
I forgot the name of it.
I don't know the name of it. I can't
you
believe
it, though.
Okay, okay.
I got the name of it.
No.
Flavor Aid.
There's nowhere in the world.
You get Flavor Aid.
That's it. Flavor Aid.
no, wait. No, wait.
You get Flavor Aid.
A damn beans and Franks, a spork, paper nappers, and Flavor Aid. While you guys are having filet mignon and fine wine.
Cold drinks as well, Old English. you get Dixie Cups and all that.
I can have some Old English too.
I said
too.
You can have the 75 cent, Keystone beers, them Caucasian beers,
you're
those
too generous.
Collar, Middle America beers, you can have some of that, the Coors Light.
EB, what are you saying? EB, I would really like to hear what you have to say, my friend, my brother, who will not back me up. Okay, I want to hear what you got to say, EB, please.
Listen, I'm too close to the duck and the filet mignon to mess it up now. I can't mess it up.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, guess what? All right, okay. To you and... this is my last plea. This is my last plea. I can't take this anymore. This is a doggone shame. I can't believe...
Please, 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 please.
Please.
Filet mignon, I'm begging.
You did me wrong.
Hey, Q-Lan, EB, you gotta listen now. Come on now.
I don't have any announcements this week. I just want everybody to check out ebforpress.com.
New
design, new layout. That's the only announcement for now. But I might have some appearances coming up soon. I'll just keep everybody updated on that.
Hey, that's real cool.
Yes,
and
yes,
guess what?
Check out
EB
for Press.
Hey, Q-Lin.
I was going to say, my tab and heathen talk is, Will, you can kiss Prince's Converse heels. The Last Dragon.
So, are you telling me I'm still not invited to the table?
Listen, you don't get to say Prince's vocals is trash and think you about to get invited to the table. You have lost your ever-loving mind. You have sitting here and denied greatness. I don't know how long, and then you think you're like, oh, I'm about to get a plate and just sneak in on these cops. No, because I don't want to hear none of that slick stuff. This is an admiration and appreciation of music royalty. And you think somebody that sit here and defiles, just sit here and dismantle and defiles great, you think anybody get a table, seat at the table? Absolutely not. And we have a company on, and you better behave too. We have professional people that have great tie-ins with great important people, and you better behave next week.
Well, I want a damn filet mignon then. Okay, that's the deal.
All right, we'll give you filet mignon or something. We'll give you scraps before the show's over. Is that all right? I'll let EB, you get some of everybody's plate, okay?
See?
You get one slice of everything.
EB.
You get one glass, okay?
EB, I've always known you to be a fair man, so you gonna go along with this? Are you gonna go along with
this? I'm gonna give my savvy heathen talk, and that's, I like my duck skin crispy and my filet mignon medium rare.
EB?
There we go. Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. 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 I got you, Evie. Hey, folks.
You ain't playing my salon song. Don't touch my hair. Is the blackness of blackness, and I need to feel that.
Well, you know what? Guess what?
My blood.
Well, I tell you what.
My blood frame.
Hey, this is
that's
what.
I, definitely a.
I tell you what.
In, spiritual in, message. Don't
okay.
Touch my hair ever.
In exchange for filet mignon, I tell you what. I'll make a deal with you.
Don't y'all listen to that part.
I'll make a deal
don't
with
y'all,
you.
Y'all didn't hear that last part.
No, I'll make a deal with
y'all
you.
Y'all didn't hear that.
It give me an invite to the table, and I'll pull up salons right after this. Deal.
I don't want to invite you because I feel like you're going to steal everything. Like you're going to say not, something I'm crazy. Not, and then we're going to have to kick you out of the restaurant.
I know how to act. I'll even wear my tuxedo.
I don't know. Because I don't know what you're going to ask. What kind of questions you going to ask?
Hey, don't worry about it.
Give me a sample and then maybe I'll think about it. What kind of questions you going
to
ask?
Well, I'm not ready to divulge that right over air right now.
See, that's what I'm saying, because you gonna say something slick. That's why you're not invited. Right there, you could have just said something right then. Now you ain't getting a plate now. You ain't getting nothing.
Oh,
go
God.
Sit at the kitty table.
Well, I'm not coming. I'm not going to sit at a damn kitty table with a damn tuxedo on. It ain't going to happen.
You could have sat up here with the grown-ups, and you just tell me what you're going to ask, so you can be part of the discussion of appreciating greatness and music royalty, but you don't want to do that. You want to be shady and try to be secretive of what you're going to say.
No.
No, you ain't getting no play because we are respectful of greatness.
Okay, well, I'm telling
you
right now. I'm telling you right now. I'm turning
we
down.
We ain't tolerating no disrespect at the table. I will have security escort you out immediately.
Well, I'm telling you right now. I am not going to settle for some damn beans and franks and a doggone spork.
All you
paper
gotta do is
napkin,
tell me what you gonna say,
and some generic Kool-Aid.
What kind of questions you gonna ask, and then maybe you can sit at the table. What kind of questions is you gonna ask?
I'm not sure yet, Q-Land. I'm not. Not exactly.
You don't know.
It depends on how the conversation is going.
I swear to God. Okay, you can get one. You get one sample of an entree, and I swear to God, if you say something crazy, you out. I promise you. You can ask maybe one question while we talking.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
You get one sample while the entrees is coming out in the fine china. You get one entree.
I'm not.
How you ask
okay.
After
right.
That determines if you stay or not. So you don't get escorted out by security.
I'm not saying anything until after dinner is over.
You guess what? You're a plus one. Who's your plus one? Whitney or EB? Who's your plus one?
What?
EB.
No,
your
I'm not. Yeah. Oh.
You're a plus one. You ain't invited. You're
a
plus one.
Oh,
no,
boy.
The plus ones get their own plate.
Oh, then yeah, Will can be my plus one.
Okay, EB's your plus one. You're his plus one. So. You can still get, guests can still get escorted out though, cause you were technically invited. So, you better act right. That's all I'm saying. Cause we ain't tolerating the disrespect on Prince Appreciation Day.
I'll be nice, okay?
So, Sadness Radio people, we out. We be back next Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. Y'all get into the Solange vibes. blackness of the blackness right here. Let it seep into your soul and vibe out with it like I will. We out, y'all. We be back next party. Prince Appreciation Day next week. We out, y'all.
Okay. All right. Hey, the Soul Savage Show. Hey, man, it is the wildest, craziest, illest, but one of the finest shows here on Studio W The Buzz. Hey, with EB and Q Lynn, stay tuned every Friday at 5 p.m. PST to 7 Central and guess what, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Hey, enjoy, folks, and enjoy The Buzz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Coming up, our boy at the bottom of the hour, Braxton's back on Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. We out.
What you say to me? Don't touch my pride. They say the glory is all mine. Don't test me.